What is up? Welcome back to Stacking Slabs. This is your hobby content alternative. I'm your host, Brett McGrath. I collect sports cards, and I have a podcast about collecting sports cards. And here we are, the flagship. Let's go. We're ready? I hope so. Appreciate you taking some time out of your busy week to prioritize the Stacking Slabs podcast in your rotation. There are so many podcasts, content coming at you on a regular basis. And if you're here, hopefully you can take a moment to escape from reality and enter a zone that touches on the passion that you have around collecting sports cards. So let's go. I'm fired up. I tend to draft off of the activity of my children. Shout out to all you sports card collecting moms and dads out there, dedicating yourself to your children and letting them run you into the freaking ground and still having a little bit of time out of that day to think about collecting sports cards. Both my kids are asleep. I'm recording this well in advance. I saw an opportunity. I went running. This was my decision point, everybody. I had the decision to continue to watch WrestleMania 4 or jump in and record this episode. My wife is out doing some things to get out of the house. I'm in charge. And instead of sitting back and watching Macho Man Randy Savage versus Butch Reed, I decided to come here and talk with you. I'm jacked up. I'm not going to get into the WrestleMania of it all because as I'm recording this, none of it has happened yet. This is my opportunity to talk, so let's do it. What I want to talk about in this episode is primarily the stages we go through as collectors. I hit on it in the weekly rip, the newsletter. Sign up, it's free in the show notes. But I wanted to expand on it in this episode, the flagship episode of the Stacking Slabs podcast. My stages of this will look different than yours. And that's okay. I think the key here is about growth and the growth that we go through as collectors who've re-entered the hobby, or maybe even collectors who've been here the entire time. I've learned that the places that I spend my time outside of the most important places like family, taking care of kids, my job, and other responsibilities are the areas where I can find growth. I'm a growth-oriented individual who's always worked in growth-focused jobs. I think one of the most satisfying parts of this hobby is the ability to grow. Grow our collections, grow as a collector, grow relationships, all of that. There are stages that we go through. I think the most fun is interacting with people who are at stages where we previously were, or engaging in conversations with people who are at stages for where we want to be. You know what I'm talking about? It is that, think back, I guess just think about the position you are in right now as a collector of sports cards, and just think about the last 3 years or so. Think about all the change in tastes, products, players, how you think about cards, quality over quantity. Think about all those stages you've been. Now think about where you are now. Now, I can promise you wherever you're at now, you're probably happier than you were, you know, this time last year or 2 years ago. That's the best part about collecting cards, is that the more you put in, the more you get, and the more you get, the stickier the hobby is for you. Like, you get to the stage where you're like, I'm never going to leave. But then we're never feeling like we're exactly where we want to be, because we're super ambitious and we always want more. No matter where you're at, there are always bigger and better cards that you wish you could be in your collection. And you can either dream about it, or you can build out an action plan to say, this is what I'm going to do to elevate to that next chapter in my journey. I think sharing these experiences is so important, and that's why I want to talk with you about it more today on the flagship episode of the Stacking Slabs podcast. And don't you forget, this is your hobby content alternative, if you will. What I want to do here first is promote an event that I ran this past week. It was an hour. It was Thursday night. It was a live stream, real-time conversations with members of the Patreon group and community. We covered three topics, and we went deep on those topics. We covered what happens when you become less attached to PC cards. So kind of just what we talked about, moving from one stage to another. And that was with my man Brandon at Sports Card Struggles. He is a very passionate Falcons fan and Matt Ryan collector. And he just talked about kind of moving from this quantity-based collecting mentality to being on Instagram and realizing, you know what? I can get some of these bigger and better cards. And he just talked about that experience. It was very enlightening. We talked about my man Brooks. Brooks was recently on this show when we were talking about college collecting, LSU Tiger Collector 65. But Brooks participated in what he talked about was planning and protecting our collections against risk. Brooks is an attorney who has a background in management of estates and estate planning. And he shared his perspective from his professional life and how we should be thinking about the planning from a collection perspective, positioned as a not so fun topic. But I can promise you that when he was up talking about it, that was when the chat was the most active in the entire night, because we were all learning something brand new and something that's not really sexy, but very important. Then we closed the live stream out by talking with James at Mad City Collector. James is one of my favorite people that I've been interacting with in the group, just because he's very thoughtful about the way he thinks about collecting cards and the way he thinks about the hobby. And we talked about the power and the impact of set collecting. This is a thread that has been super interesting and fascinating to me. And he has an insane collection of soccer cards. He talked about it, and he talked about what he goes through. He talks about the competition. He talks about how to think about paying what you're going to on key pieces that you need. And ultimately, we talked about the, from a kind of macro perspective, what set collectors do for the value of cards over a long period of time. The more I've been doing these, looking at Card Ladder, shout out Card Ladder, looking at a bunch of different things, I've noticed that the sets and the cards that elevate over time are those that are heavily collected by set collectors. Conversation with James, I told him while we were doing it, there were so many good threads that I wanted to pull that I was like, I want to have you on Collector Conversation. So we'll have James on here soon so I can share that with some of you. But these are the types of things that I'm offering in the group, is these community-based, intimate setting, exclusive content opportunities where we can bring together collectors, we can learn from collectors, and we can share in kind of the operation of how we're thinking and what we're doing. So I plug it every week because it's my job to plug it every week. And I'm super passionate about it, and I'm putting a ton of energy into it. If you want to support the Stacking Slabs podcast, the best way you can do it, outside of telling your damn friend that you're enjoying the Stacking Slabs podcast, is join the damn Patreon. I want to shout out my man, Ben, new member of the Patreon group, Squids Cards. Ben is awesome. He's been someone I've been interacting with on Instagram for some time. And the reason why I enjoy interacting with Ben so much, well, there's a lot of different reasons, but I just really enjoy the fact that he is so dedicated to his primary collection, and that's Lamar Jackson. I have not seen a better shiny prism Lamar Jackson collection than what Ben has. It is nuts. Like, he is on a mission, he is on a hunt. And if you want to see incredible Lamar Jackson cards and an incredible Lamar Jackson collection, follow him at Squid Z Cards on the Instagram machine. I just wanted to shout him out just because I appreciate new members. I appreciate his passion. And also, I got to have love for just incredible cards. I shouted him out. I plugged him. Shout out to the data provider of the Stacking Slabs podcast. And that's my good friends at Card Ladder who are powering so much of what I do. Shout out Port City Sports Collectibles, Jameson. Hopefully you enjoyed that episode of Hobby Shop Talk last week. And of course, my man Nick at the Wharf Sports Cards, my partner in crime for Auction Talk. Another episode coming at you, of course, tomorrow, if you're listening to this on the day it goes live. I want to shout out my man Adam Gelman. I enjoyed that conversation. I enjoy talking wrestling cards with him, especially during WrestleMania season. I am not typically looking at things from a new product perspective, but appreciate the mindset and mentality that people who are deep in the weeds like Adam can provide and can give me that holistic picture of what is really happening with wrestling cards. That's why I love having Adam on. I learn from him and he is so deep in the weeds. Learning about new products and their performance. I know Impeccable just dropped or is currently dropping, and the response for Impeccable has just been awesome based on the value of the prices of those boxes. And I think it's been a little bit of a roller coaster ride with WWE, Panini, and the license, but we're at this point right now. I think we're in a really good space on the wrestling card front. And yeah, I just love it. There are so many varieties of how to collect wrestling cards. And obviously, I'm super bullish on it and really enjoyed that conversation. So you're interested in learning more about wrestling cards, make sure you check out the collector conversation from last week. We haven't had an unofficial sponsor in a while, and I got to take a sip of this. I'll tell you what, man, it's been cold in Indianapolis. So we've had the heat on in my house. And whenever I'm like ripping these episodes, I like get mid conversation. I'm like, damn it. Why did I put on a hoodie? I'm like about to explode. I didn't have a hoodie on, but as I'm doing this, I'm still heating up. And so that's why I'm so thankful to have unofficial sponsor right with me. Very cold, very delicious. Shout out Spindrift sparkling water and real squeezed fruit, unsweetened. I personally love the lime. The lime is my favorite. We've got the grapefruit joint coming at you right now. So it's got 17 calories, okay, which 3 grams of sugar. So you're not getting the bubble guts, and but you're getting some impact. There's real fruit flavor on these joints, and I usually have a couple of these a day. It's just a nice alternative to water and coffee. I'm a water and coffee guy, and then my bad habit is Diet Coke, and I do a lot of Diet Coke. But if I'm looking for an alternative, Spindrift. So damn, it's been a while because I've got official sponsors. So somebody call up Spindrift, cut the clip, send it to them, and tell them to write Stacking Slabs a check because we're trying to grow this damn thing. You know what I'm saying? Do you guys like golf? I know Masters is coming up, but we've been talking golf and Auction Talk. There's some golf marks out there. Masters season. I'm bringing my man Mike at Fondling Cardboard. He's got the Fondling Cardboard podcast. I think it's the only podcast exclusively dedicated to golf cards. I was on his podcast recently and I said, you know what? It's Masters season. Come on, let's get educated on golf cards. So that is going to be the Friday conversation here on the Stacking Slabs podcast. I haven't talked about my mail days in a while, but I had a few this week that made my knees weak. So I did get my 2012 golds in. I got my Robert Mathis PSA 10 2012 gold prism. I got my Dwight Freeney 2012 gold prism. The bookends, 248.5 total sacks between those two dudes. They were monsters, quarterback killers. Robert Mathis, all-time forced fumbles leader. You miss these guys when they're not here anymore, and you almost take them for granted when they're here. I'm out here trying to build the damn 2012 Colts Prism team set. I got another one coming this week. I am going. If you got Colts 2012 Prism cards that I don't have, get at me at Stacking Slabs on all those social channels. I am reinvigorated. I'm having so much fun collecting this. Shout out to all you 2012 Prism, Gold Prism D-Gens out there driving up the damn prices, so it's making it hard for collectors like me to get those cards at an affordable price. There is no affordable price anymore in the 2012 space. I can promise you that. Get in now or be lost tomorrow. Enjoying collecting that, and I'm having to pay for it. Also, Shout out to my tribal chief, my goat, Roman Reigns. Put the wand in the air. I got a new Roman Reigns 2022 prism. This time, it was the Mojo edition out of 25. And the reason why I got the Mojo out of 25 was this is a lineage and a legacy parallel that has expanded back since 2014 in prism across other sports. I like the look of these things out of 25. And to be honest with you, when I saw the price on eBay, I just smashed Ben. I threw up my one, acknowledged it, and now I got the card. Super quick turnaround and excited to add that to my Tribal Chief PC. I want to put this out there as a setup point before we get into the main topic here and then we get the hell out of here. I want to say this, and I posted this not too long. Actually, it was a long time ago. It was last year. But I put this out. Think about all the people in your life who you consider influential. Now consider the artists, athletes, and leaders who you consider influential in their respective fields. Now, reflect on the term influencer that is used to describe individuals in the hobby. Do they possess similar qualities as other influential people in your life? Or do we just call them influencers because they create content and have a higher than normal follower count? I think that is a really important question we need to ask ourselves. Number of followers doesn't mean shit. The fact that you create content doesn't mean shit. Influence can't be manufactured. Influence is something that is comes from authenticity. We influence and we inspire people based on our real self. I'm just saying, it is important, and I'll never understand. I don't understand, and maybe this is a generational thing. Maybe I'm too freaking old to understand. Maybe I have kids, and I'm a curmudgeon. I'll never understand self-identifying as an influencer. Maybe it's an era thing. I think it's silly. I think what's not silly is the people out there who are educating and providing really real value on a regular basis. And those people that are inspiring other people to build out freaking collections that aren't like the people who are so-called influencers, but are that allow you to realize deep down, these are the cards that are going to make me the happiest. When I think about my collecting journey over the last 4 years in sports cards, I separate it into several stages. And we're going to talk about these stages. I'm going to get out of here. Aimless meandering. This is me entering the hobby looking like an idiot, letting the hobby come at me and hoping I strike gold from busting open packs and playing the gambling card. You find out how expensive the game of Risk is really quickly. You go into the hobby shop until you run out of money. I liked it a lot how Jameson talked about a role he serves is making sure that people who are coming in new don't burn out quickly and educate. You get a bunch of shit you don't care about. This is the zone where a lot of people fall out the bottom. They are following a ton of bad advice and falling into traps. That's why education from hobby shops and content is so damn important, and I wish more people understood that. If the big business of the hobby understood that having a layer of education at this stage was a priority, people wouldn't freaking burn out and fall out the bottom. I think this stage is the most volatile. I think this stage misses the most opportunities. And I think a lack of education and a lack of people giving a shit about this stage is one of the biggest problems we have in the hobby. Then I move into this buying without passion, right? It's getting stuck in the hole of buying cards that I don't care about, but everyone else tells us we should care about. I remember I bought a Jason Tatum base PSA 10 when I got back in the hobby. You know why I bought this card? Because the hobby told me I should buy this card. And what was crazy at the time when I sold this card, I sold it for an all-time high. I remember exactly what I sold it for. I sold this thing for $760. At that time, it was the highest card sale of that in history. This card now sells for $172.50. You know what? That's about the only story I have to tell you of success. If we could all just buy cards and sell them and make that kind of profit, we'd all be living in mansions. But that's not how it works. And that's why buying without passion is a failing strategy. But then we move into building a new player PC, identifying a player that you're passionate about and beginning to explore their catalog. This is how I felt when I started collecting Peyton Manning. This is how I felt when I started collecting Roman Reigns. You find people who collect what you collect and you begin to share information. You begin to do deals. You begin to buy cards. And I think that stage is one of the most prolific stages we can have, is when we focus in on a specific player. Then we move into focusing on a product and becoming extremely mindful of the types of products and parallels. We love spending time in and collecting them. It's really having mindfulness around the types of cards that you collect. Then it's continuity collecting, finding an appreciation for collecting runs of players, pairing those players together and doing that. It's the connection points that I've talked about so much about collecting cards. Then we move upstream with collecting and moving to a level where it's not all about higher end cards, but beginning to use consolidation to get cards that I never thought that I would afford. And then now I'm in focused team collecting. So it's not just being a team collector, but it's building out a collection that represents my favorite team and focusing on the parallels and building out those team sets. Again, I'll share this from the top. This experience might not be the same for you, but that's the way it is for me right now. And the most important part of it all, it's caused me to grow. And where I want to spend my time when I'm not taking care of my kids, doing my job, being a husband, is being in a hobby that allows me to grow. And that's what sports cards can do. I love this hobby. Appreciate all you listening. Tell a damn friend. Join the Patreon group. We'll be back with Auction Talk tomorrow. Talk to you soon.